I love that lady's voice. Terry Kavanaugh. Erin Olsen, you know her.
She's awesome. She was one of the first people I think I was ever on the radio with here was Terry.
Really?
I mean, what an icon. I mean, awesome.
Erin Olsen, one of the greatest voices I've worked with in radio. Erin Olsen's here from the Knox County Health Department. At the Knox County Health Department, she's in charge of wellness. That, along with cancer being in her life, like a lot of ours, she joined Relay for Life, started a team. Now she heads up a committee and very involved. May 6th for the big Relay for Life event at Knox College this year.
Yes.
May 6th.
Put May 6th.
Smartphone calendar right now. You still old school at home, go put it up
there. On the calendar.
Yes, write it down.
Get your purple marker out and write it down.
That's a 2.5 months swing for people to get used to.
Yes.
So you know, you guys know with the committee, when you change things, people are like, oh, why'd you do that? Why'd you go in? But, and you know, that's going to come along with change, but
yep,
you think.
It does.
It's outdoors. Mm-hmm. Aside from rain, how bad is it going to be?
Last year, the heat. You were there last year.
Yes, it was hot.
It was hot. I missed my first relay last year because my family was on vacation.
Half of us were naked by the end of the day.
It was so hot. But I heard so many compliments. Naked. I hope you weren't naked running around. But a lot of people said you were amazing at the end.
Helping put away chairs and do all that.
They were so gracious. I heard about it on vacation. I heard that you were helping do that.
That's right, because you weren't there.
I cried. My husband, I was a train wreck. He's just like, you have to stop. And I'm like, I'm missing it. But it was okay. It was all right.
You're back this year.
I am, for sure.
Erin lives in Alexis. She's the daughter of a farmer, and now she said, I'm not going to marry a farmer, but then she went ahead and did it anyway. And you talk about, does he go to a lot of events, or is he in the field a lot? He's pretty busy.
It depends. Yeah. Him and the boys usually always come,
yeah,
you know, for a while, and they walk because they got to, you know, get their sandwich from Hy-Vee or Cattleman. You know, they got to get their sandwiches, they got to eat, and they always come support because they know it's a big thing for me. The closest people I had was my uncle, and he passed away 4 years ago at the age of 90. And he was there every year before that, you know, one to know, sitting in the heat at 80, 88, 89 years old, and he had pancreatic cancer. And they know he's very special to me. There's a picture of him and I in our relay stuff on my desk still. So my family, they know, you know, this means a lot to mommy. So, and it means a lot to them now too.
It's your relay family.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. And also, Erin runs and has got that runner's high for 5 years. And you say, you actually get that. You find peace in it.
I do. I find complete peace in it. My last half, I did in Champaign.
Did a half marathon?
I did half marathon up there and turned it off.
Yeah. I didn't always know. 13.1 miles.
Yeah.
What do you mean you just turned it off?
I turned my music off. I turned everything off and I just ran the 13 miles and it was pouring down rain, but I ran it in the peaceful rain. And I'm not fast. I don't place, but it's just an amazing feeling to do.
You don't care. I don't care. Yeah.
It's all about just feeling at peace and feeling good about yourself.
Yeah. And a lot of these events help things. You do the ones you like and causes that you like.
I do.
I'm sure you'll run a 5K for any reason.
I will. As long as it's a good cause, you know, and a good shirt, who cares, man? I'm all for it.
For people who want to run, but how do you get up for it? Because you just rolled your eyes a minute ago, like, oh gosh. Because before you do anything that's kind of big, it's kind of like.
You have to train.
Yeah.
Yeah. My kids are very supportive of it. During the winter, one of them has basketball practice in Alexis. I drop him off for an hour. My mom got me a really awesome new light up vest from one of the running stores here in town. And
3 times a week? What do you do?
3-4 times a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywhere from, 2 miles to 4, just depending on the day.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how much time I have.
There you go. Or you can get on the bike at home and that can prepare you too, right?
I do.
Well, you mentioned we were talking about the Bishop Hill, the Swedish Stump. When you started doing 5Ks, you said you don't like to run in front of a lot of people.
I don't. I don't like to run in front of people I know.
Yeah, in front of people you know.
I don't know. I can talk. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
Listen to me, but running in front of people I know, it's like this phobia.
Is that why you went all the way to Bishop Hill?
Yeah, like Bishop Hill. My first run I ever did, I went clear to Burlington to
That's hilarious.
I was like, and yeah.
Well, let me tell you, when I did the 13-point, when I did Run Galesburg Run,
yeah,
the half, and I had to, like you said, he had to prepare. And 3 months out, I read 3 months out if you do it, and I did it, I think, 3-4 times a week. I went all the way out to the Hawthorne Center. I'm like, no, I don't want anybody in my neighborhood to see me running. They don't see that from me.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, they don't care. They could care less.
Yeah.
They might say, what's he doing?
The people in Alexis, they'll pass me now and they're waving. And it's like, I love to run when it's like 35 or below.
Yeah.
I love the cold weather. And they're like, you're crazy. What are you doing? I'm like, it's gorgeous out right now. But it's like I run and I'm like, don't look.
The only thing that bothered me at the Hawthorne Center was the dogs when I ran around at the Humane Society. But other than that, I had solitude. I didn't want anybody to see me running. But that's awesome. And you're running for the Jamison Center today, the food pantry there in Monmouth, the Hot Chocolate Hustle.
Yeah.
Maybe the greatest name in 5K
I know,
history.
It's kind of fun. I don't know if that means I have to hustle a little more when I run or not. I just ate this ginormous banana nut muffin, so I'm not sure.
By the way, 5K is a good way to start out. Just 3.1, right?
Yeah, 3.1. Yeah. They're awesome. They're simple. You can walk them. You can run them. You can do whatever. I have a girlfriend who... One of my other causes that I do, I got her running last year because her daughter was sick with cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
And we do the St. Jude Galesburg to Peoria run. And we started training last year together. And she ran that Galesburg to Peoria St. Jude run for the first time. We ran 10 miles one day. You know, just started out last summer and decided she was going to do it.
Dave's Auto Body and Ride and Run and the Galesburg Run Galesburg Run is not far away.
I'm going to sign up for the half. Done the half here, and I'm going to sign up and do the half this year.
Run Galesburg Run. You could run that 5K. You could do the 3.1, or like Aaron, you could do the half 13.1.
I'm going to try it for the first time.
You'll nail it. You'll knock it out.
I heard it's in town now. I'm excited about that.
I might do the 5K. I'm not smoking. I'm not chewing the gum anymore. I'm doing good. I got to eat better.
You can do that.
I can.
You know what? You should start training. We should go do the Swedish Stomp together in April.
In April?
Yes, normally in April. We should set a date. We should go do that.
All right, because that's the first time that was my first 5K.
And we looked at each other like we knew each other. Yeah, and we're like, we do know each other. We should totally set a date and do that together.
The last hill is crazy, but it's awesome. All right, I'll be at the Swedish Stomp. I'll do it.
Okay, but our biggest uphill thing is running that and getting people to come help us fight cancer on May 6th,
that's right. Aaron Olson with the Knox County Health Department. And you say if you need Knox County Health Department to come speak to your group about anything wellness.
About the health department, our health center that has medical, dental, and behavioral health. We can come out and talk to anybody about all that. And it's all free.
Yeah.
Not gonna cost you anything. We are your county health department. Let us help you. You know, let us help protect the community we live in and the people that we live in.
You're busy. You won't necessarily always be able to pencil in that date, but you've got an expert in different departments out there.
We have a lot. We have a staff of over 50 people now out of that department we have a lot of expert 50, staff.
I was going to say, mention some of your staff. That would take a half hour.
Yeah, there's a ton of them. But yeah, we have a lot of amazing staff out there. Yeah. A lot of long-term we're getting ready to celebrate our 25th anniversary coming up pretty soon for the health department.
Yeah.
We have some people who have been there 20 plus years. So we have a lot of longstanding staff.
Tell people where it's at in case they need it as a resource.
We are on Fremont Street, located right next to Galesburg High School. Mm-hmm. You can find us.
Yep. Okay. Aaron Olson, overall wellness at the Knox County Health Department. Alexis Girl, Relay for Life, championing that event. And don't miss the trivia night. March 4th. Knoxville American Legion there.
Yeah.
Get your team together now. A team of 10, $100, $10 a person, whatever.
Yep. Piece of cake. And then mulligans too, but you know.
What if I only have 6 people? You can still come.
You can still come. It'll still cost you $100 for your team, but you can still come. We had teams sometimes that are only 4 people. Come out for the fun and the food and support and Relay for Life.
Aaron Olson, thanks for taking the time this morning. The Hot Chocolate Hustle, you're going to nail it.
I'm on it.
And if you can go up and register for that now, right?
You totally can. They said they'll take registrations day of.
You can help out the Jamison Center this morning. What time does it start? Does it start
9 a.m.?
9 a.m. She's headed there right now in Monmouth at the Jamison Center, Hot Chocolate Hustle, and it'll help out the Jamison Center, which is their food pantry. And they also take in other items for folks that need it there in Warren County. So help out if you can, if you want to run today. You can probably walk that hustle.
You can walk it too. Totally can.
Why not?
I might have to after this muffin. I don't know.
Thanks for the muffins, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
That's Aaron Olson with the Knox County Health Department on Galesburg Live. The Tale of Two Aarons continues with our friend Aaron Glasnovich from the Orpheum Theater. She's coming up next on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.